So the reason that I just thought, or we thought that it would be a good idea, would just be to think through some of the experiences and ideas that have come up and emerged as we've been talking and walking and looking over the past 4 or 5 days in Shantanikatan, and today at the Santal Museum, and all the places that we've visited since we've been here, to think about the relationship between our research ideas and some of the experiences and ideas we've learnt about Shantanikatan, or that we knew about previously, yeah. And are revisiting, in relationship to our ongoing research. Partly because it's good to gather things together at this point, but also because we want to think about the life of this research project, how we might work together as researchers to develop some ideas. So I'm just going to throw out some immediate things that are on top of my head, very kind of just some words, and then to hope to kind of develop the conversation. So first of all, it seems to me that a lot of the things that we've been talking through have been around alternative forms of pedagogy, whether or not Shantanikatan it now and historically it is an alternative pedagogical form, and how things have changed, obviously. We've talked a lot about the development of the neoliberal economy in India, but also in all the places that we come from, and how that affects developments in pedagogy. In higher education, obviously, Visvabharati is a higher education institution, but also today we went to the Santal informal school, yeah, is what it's called. And so we've also looked at primary education ideas. And obviously, Tagore was very interested in children and from an early age with his thinking about kind of creativity and freedom, and how creativity and art in particular, as well as poetry, might develop skills that are not just about individual careers in art, but are much more to do with social engagement and social ideas of developing sociality. So pedagogy has been one of the conversations we've had. Another one is about institutions and how institutions can survive now, and if they should survive, and what will be an interesting form of institution to be set up now, and whether what we learn from Shantanikatan in that respect. And we've also spent a lot of time looking at extraordinary artworks, so murals, great detailed murals from Indian modernism, or you correct me if it's whether the term Indian modernisms is even appropriate now, from that through to the artifacts that we saw in the Santal Museum today. And we've also talked quite a lot about what the stakes are when something gets understood as art, and how sometimes it's very interesting not to think of these things as art, and that there are different economic implications and different kind of hierarchical implications in that regard. So anyway, there's just a starting point. There are lots of other things that we talk about. So, other thoughts?
For me, I think there are several things. One thing was the question of internationalism, and this is coming from trying to reflect on an international institution, INNOVA, and it sort of tallies with the other research project, which is called Practice International, that I'm working on. And so, obviously, the attraction of Shantanikatan was this sort of cosmopolitan character of Shantanikatan, in the 1920s and 30s, and probably now also. And trying to think about vocabulary, so I think it was really useful to talk we had with Weston Barucha, the way that he analyzes the word cosmopolitanism in his book, breaks it down into these different kinds of cosmopolitanisms, and then came up with the word cosmopolitics, which I thought was quite good. In a similar way that we analysed international just actually at the end of the Stockholm conference, where Alice Kreischer talked about it in terms of sort of phases, both historically but also in more recent history, phases of usage. So for example, periods when one would use it, then one would definitely reject it and think of another word. And that now there's a sort of maybe an interest in looking back at previous forms of internationalism connected to histories of communism. And then we talked about interculturalism, or he talked about interculturalism as a kind of dated term. Mm. And then humanism as a kind of universal humanism as a kind of something which is sort of inaccessible in a way to us as a concept, or something which he didn't really investigate. He didn't really offer much there, which I think was intentional. But for me, the interesting term was no nation, which is actually, in a way, much stronger, no nation. And also, I like the fact that, you know, you're constantly offering up these terms, like cosmopolitanism, internationalism, interculturalism, and they're sort of like, you're sort of offering them up and then deconstructing them. And I think no nation somehow is already deconstructed. So I thought that was something really interesting to explore, no nation. Mm. Also, no curriculum. Mm. And thinking about those two. And then the other thing that I thought was interesting was this idea of and in relation to research, practice-based research, was the idea of, you know, what is academic? What is it to do research? What is it to be academic? And this idea of sort of kind of a poetic approach, which Rustem Barucha described Tagore as following, so that when he talked about history, it was a poet's history or a poet's politics, and in a way it kind of allowed for other forms of knowledge to occur within the research other than academic. And I thought that was really nice, and maybe something that we can think about in terms of our own research project.